Some of the topics that we learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of matzah b'keisa yashin harei elu shaloi. If a person found an item with a siman hidden in an old wall, he may keep it. However, matzah b'keisa l'chadish, if he found an item in a new wall and it was b'fnim in the inner side, he must return it to the owner of the wall. The Mishnah's halacha of imhayim maskiru la'achir mafila b'techa bayis harei elu shaloi. If the owner rented this house to others, even if the item was hidden inside the house, the finder may keep it, because as Rashi explains, the item could have belonged to any one of the renters who were certainly miyayish, because it will be found by other renters. The Gemara's discussion as to why we do not say lezel basal basra, the item was forgotten by the last renter. Rav Nachman's halacha of ras sela shenafel mishnayim chayav lahachzer. If a person saw a coin fall from between two people, he must return it to its rightful owner, because it is assumed that the owner of the coin was not Meyayish. However, b'shloisha ein chayav lahachzer. If he saw a coin fall from between three people, the finder may keep it, because it is assumed that the owner of the coin was Meyayish. The Gemara's discussion in the various Isurim included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Mishnah's halacha is regarding matzah b'chanus. If an item with no siman was found in the store, or bein hateva ulechenveni, between the storekeeper and his box, or lefnei shulchani, the money was in front of a money changer, or bein hakise ulashulchani, between the money changer and the stool which supports the table. The Mishnah's halacha of halakech peiris mechaveiro eishashilach lechaveir peiris umatz ben mois harei elu shaloi. If a person purchased or received fruits from his friend, and he found loose money mixed with the fruits, the finder may keep it. The distinction in whether b'lekech min atager, he bought the fruit from a merchant, or b'lekech min balabais, he bought the fruit from a private person.